now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Round one of radio's shortest quiz, the 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, Michelle Atkinson, who's not in Runcorn. Don't ask me why I thought that. But she's in Helsby. Morning, Michelle.
Morning, Dave.
Right, now, I was saying before, Helsby is a very desirable place to be normally, but I'm guessing it isn't this weekend.
No, it's an absolute nightmare. I had to take my daughter to Spooky World yesterday because she works there.
Right.
And I had to go all the way up towards Wevern.
Right.
And then back round, because with the motorway being short, the traffic jams were horrendous.
Right, and it's going to be the same today, sadly, right through till 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. I mean, I know it's very necessary, but it's a pain if you live round there, isn't it?
Yeah, because people are using all the side roads and everything, so all the side roads are getting bogged up.
Yeah.
There was no way. Yesterday, it took me probably about an hour to get back. It was horrendous.
Crazy, isn't it? And it's no good saying to people, well, you should stay at home, because we all have very good reasons to be out and about, particularly on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. So
never a good time to do these sort of work, is it? All right. Right, now, you always do pretty well on the quiz. What's your secret, do you reckon?
Age.
Yeah, age and lots of experience, yeah. Brilliant. Okay, and if you could choose a decade from which you'd like the questions to be, what would that be?
80s.
It'd be the 1980s. Well, I'm scanning down the list, and there are quite a few from there, so fingers crossed you're going to do all right. So once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to say, accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Who was the female member of Blondie?
Deborah Harry.
In which decade did the Bee Gees have their very first hit?
70s.
Who had a number one with I Can't Give You Anything But My Love?
Pass.
Whose first solo hit was Spread a Little Happiness?
Wet, wet, wet.
Complete the title of this ABBA song from the 70s, Summer Night.
Pass.
I'm going to pass on that one. Who recorded I Love Your Smile in 1991?
Pass. I'm not doing well.
Whose first hit was called School's Out?
Pass.
I'm going to pass on that. Who recorded an album and a single in the 90s called Auberge?
Pass, I'm doing badly today.
Complete the title of this T-Rex hit from 1976, I Love Something Something.
T-Rex. No, pass.
No, you're going to have to pass on that.
I've done really badly today.
Well, I think you might have set a new record for the most passes. Let's see. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time. You passed on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, that's got to be a record.
It is, yeah.
And you got one... Yeah, just one question right, unfortunately. Oh no. Now that's unusual, because you normally do pretty well.
Yeah, I'm not doing very well, so you can probably tell from my voice I'm very croaky, I've got a bit of a sore throat. And
right,
stuff,
so we'll blame it on ill health this morning. Right, let's go through some of the ones you missed out on, and I'm sure you'll know the answers as soon as I say them. Who had a number one hit with I Can't Give You Anything But My Love? That was a hit in the 70s for a group called The Stylistics.
I've heard of the Stylistics.
You've heard of them, but not of the song.
A young child then, so.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a good excuse. Whose first solo hit was Spread a Little Happiness? He left the Police to pursue his solo career. He was Sting.
Oh, yeah.
Play that sometime, because it's a very old song, which he did in a film called Firestone and Brimstone, I think, and it's a really good song, but more about that later. The ABBA song from 1978 is Summer Night City.
Yeah.
Now, the one from 1991, now, you've got no excuse for getting this wrong, because you were around in 1991. I Love Your Smile was a hit for Shanice.
Yeah, not really one of my favourite songs, probably. I was at university at that point.
Right. Not one of mine either, but it was a big hit. Whose first hit was School's Out? That was another 70s one. That was Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
And who recorded an album and a single in the 90s called Auberge? That was Chris Rea.
Yep.
And the last one, the title of the T-Rex hit from 76 is I Love to Boogie.
Right, yeah.
I've heard it now.
Heard of a lot of those. Brain not functioning this morning.
No,
so.
Plus a lot of them weren't from your era, which, of course, never helps. But thank you for taking part. Appreciate
no problem.
You. And we'll have you back on the radio in about a month's time when hopefully you'll be feeling a lot better and you'll get a much higher score.
Yeah, hopefully. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Okay, good to talk to you. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that happens sometimes, doesn't it? Your mind just goes completely blank. If you fancy having a go at round two, 1 out of 9 is the score to beat. Give me a call now.
And now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round two of the quiz. If you were listening an hour ago, you will have heard one of our regular contestants who normally gets a very good score. Michelle Atkinson from Helsby. Not on best form today. 1 out of 9 with 6 passes. And that's the score that Trudy Powell is hoping to beat. And she's listening to Dee in Wrexham. Hi, Trudy.
Hi.
Now, we've not heard from you for a few weeks, and that's because you now work on a Sunday, is that right?
I do, yes. It was the suffering for taking a promotion to...
Right. But I'm guessing you must have days off during the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And the great thing about that is when you go to the shops or anything, it should be a lot quieter than it is at the weekends.
It does. It works out quite well, really.
Brilliant. Okay. Can you tell us what the job is, or is it top secret?
No, I work for Enterprise Car Club.
Oh, that's right. We've mentioned this before, haven't we?
Yeah.
So tell us more about what your job involves, then.
Well, I look after and help the team.
Right.
Actually process all the applications for the membership.
Ah, right, okay.
So, I train new people that are taking on, I've got actually 2 new ones that start on Tuesday.
Right, great.
And just look after the team and help my manager run the team.
Fantastic, and it sounds as if you really enjoy your job.
I do.
Fantastic, yeah. It's always great to have a job that you enjoy, and the money is just a bonus then, isn't it, really?
Yes, that's it. I've worked for them for seven and a half years.
Oh, right. Oh, loyal employee. Right, brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, were you listening when Michelle was on at 11:30?
I was.
And if they'd been your 9 questions, how many would you have got right? Go on, be honest.
About two.
So you found them difficult as well. So fingers crossed you're going to find your own questions somewhat easier. As always,
well, give it a go.
Indeed. Once the music starts, 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay? Good luck, and here they come. Which surname is shared by the singers Denise and Robbie?
Williams.
By what name is Christopher John Davidson better known?
Dunno.
Who had a number one in the 80s with Eternal Flame?
Diana Ross.
In which decade did Blondie have their first hit?
80s.
Heart on My Sleeve was a hit in 1976 for Gallagher and who?
Lyle.
Who had a number one in 1977 with Silver Lady?
Pass.
In which decade was Lisa Stansfield born?
60s.
Which planet links Shocking Blue and Bananarama?
Venus.
Who took Ebenezer Good to the top of the charts in 1992? And you can answer that one. Ebenezer Good.
No.
I'm going to have to pass on that one as well. Right, so yeah, you struggled a bit today. Let's see. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time. Exactly the same number that Michelle answered. And you passed on 1, 2, 3. So you passed on four fewer questions than she did. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4 questions right. So not a brilliant score, but it's a winning score this week. Fantastic. Right, let's go through some of the ones that you slipped up on. The first one that you missed out on, I think, was a particularly difficult one. By what name is Christopher John Davidson better known? It's the Christopher that might have given it away. It was actually... Say again.
Chris Rea.
Not Chris Rea. Can you think of any other Chris's who are singers?
No.
No, Christaberg was the answer we were looking for there. Yeah.
Oh, and I love him too. Yeah.
Yeah, we must play one of his songs one day. Some really good ones. Right, who had a number one in the 80s with Eternal Flame? You should have known that one. Has it come to you? It's a Prince song originally, but it was actually the Bangles.
Of course.
Susanna
yeah.
Hoffs and the Bangles. In which decade did Blondie have their first hit? You said the 80s, but it was actually the 70s.
Oh, wow.
Who had a number one in 1977 with Silver Lady? At the time, he was known as the singing detective because he was David Soul.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And the last one, which again was a tricky one, who took Ebenezer Good to the top of the charts in 1992? The band were called The Shaman.
The Shaman, yeah.
It rings a bell, though.
I couldn't think.
Never mind. As I say, it doesn't matter. It's the winning score this week, 4 out of 9 with 3 passes. So thanks for taking part. Continue to enjoy your new job, and we'll have you back on the radio next time you've got a free Sunday.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Thanks, Trudy. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
So the scores may have been low, but it was good fun, wasn't it? And that's what it's all about. Doesn't matter whether you get them right or wrong. It's just the sheer joy of taking part.